Today's message has been brought to you by Faith Family Church in Billings, Montana. For more information, visit faithfamilybillings.com.
I'm going to have, we have, Heidi had mentioned about the prayer requests and the testimony forms and stuff like that. If, you know, you're a person who doesn't want to get up in front of people to share a testimony, we have those forms. But we prefer sometimes to do it in person. So I asked Tia to come, if you want to come, Tia, and just share a testimony that God has done in her life. How many like to hear from somebody besides the preacher every once in a while? You know, this, way too much amen and way too much amen. I turn this on here for you. But, you know, the Word of God works, okay? And this is something in our church that God really laid on my heart and our leadership's heart. Experiencing life in Christ part of it is fellowship in the church and being a part of what a church is doing. But God operates in your day-to-day. You know, the church sometimes struggles to understand that God is with you always because you don't always feel Him. But God asked us to walk by faith, not by feeling. Amen. So you as a minister, our goal, and as a leadership, our goal is that you understand that you can be a doer of the word and God will meet you where you're at. And you don't just need to always, you know, you grow spiritually and develop spiritually to where you're walking with the Lord. It's not that you don't ever need a church or you don't ever need the ministry gifts. It's that you develop and you develop strength. How many know that scares the enemy like crazy? You know, it's one thing to have a few people that know God. It's another thing if the church, all the church is taught to know God. That's different because that messes with his whole world. And so I just wanted Tia to share. Go ahead, take a few minutes. You're strong in the Lord.
Well, I didn't want to do this because I don't really like speaking in public, but I knew before Pastor Sean asked me that I was supposed to. So at the start of February, I started having some health issues, some really alarming, scary stuff was going on. And so I did end up going to the doctor, and praise God, everything is good. Everything came back normal. But I guess what I wanted to minister out of this was during this time, I had a lot of voices going on. I had fear. I even had condemnation that I had done something to bring this on myself. And those voices were the voice of the enemy. And I had to choose at that time which voice I was going to listen to. And Pastor Sean and Heidi talk to us all the time about being grounded in the Word. And in Matthew, it talks about where you build your foundation, if you build your house on the rock or if you build your house on the sand. And because I had a foundation in the Word of God, I knew that I could declare His Word over my body, and that fear, it just had to flee. It had no place there any longer. And every time that fear would come back on me again, because it was like a two-week process. It was a week before I got my test results back from the doctor. I would just start declaring the Word of God, and I declared that my body was the temple of the Holy Spirit and that no sickness or disease was allowed there, and that by His stripes I was healed. And just through this time, I just, you know, being founded on the Word, if I hadn't have had that strong foundation in the Word of God, I wouldn't have made it. I mean, I probably would have went and sat in the corner and cried, but instead I decided to praise the Lord in the midst of what was going on. I told the Lord I wasn't going to question Him about what was going on and ask Him why me, but that I was just going to praise Him in the storm, no matter what the outcome was, that I would praise Him. And that's what I did, and praise God, because I have health. None of my symptoms have returned, and so I just praise God for His healing and what He did.
Yes! In your face, devil. See, sometimes, you know, some of us are, like, in my position, I'm especially anointed to minister the Word of God. Not everybody is, but the Word of God always works for those who will believe. God is faithful. He will get down in the middle of your mess and go, here, use this. Here, use this. Here, use this. And I loved what, when we had talked about it, Tia had mentioned, you know, I'm standing on the word. You know, and it's okay to cry while you're standing. It's not okay to sit down and cry. Amen. Even though circumstances come to you, it's not wrong to have emotion. It's not wrong to realize and to experience in your physical body or in your emotion the enemy's attack. That's not a sin. You understand what I'm saying? But if you're going to be strong against those things, you've got to allow you, the spirit, the man on the inside, to rise up with that word and go, I'm going to overcome, even though this just doesn't look right, doesn't feel right. Lord, I praise you. I worship you. Amen. What did James say? He said, I count it all joy. Why? Think of it this way. What if everything fell out? I'm not telling you this is going to happen, and you die tomorrow. You're saved. You're going to heaven. You realize this? What we're doing right now is the shortest thing you will ever do. The Bible in James, to quote James again, actually says, your life is a vapor. A vapor. How long does a vapor stick around? It's a puff of smoke. You know what I mean? Have you ever been, and the Passion Translation puts it this way, out in cold weather and you breathe out, and what happens? You see that breath, and what does it do immediately? Disappears. And that's literally what your life is like in comparison to eternity. Amen? So you can say with confidence, you got Jesus in your heart, you know you're born again. Now, if you're not, you need to come see me right after the service, and I will help you have a no-so experience with the Lord, because you need to know that you're born again. Amen? You need to know, because this life, when it's over, it's done. You're not just a pile of dirt. You know what I mean? You just don't go back to dirt. You're a spirit on the inside of you. You are eternal. You are designed to be with the Father God for eternity. You are not designed to go down. You're designed to go up. Somebody say amen. I'm going up. I'm practicing my Superman. I practice. I'm like, Jesus, let's get out of here. You know what I mean? So you want to be ready for that, amen? Wow, what a powerful testimony. We're going to have another powerful one next week. You don't want to miss it. All right, so this morning, let's continue. Let's do part four, and we'll be done here in about 30 minutes. How's that? Can you connect with me for that long? All right, so John chapter 13, verse 34 is our golden text. We're talking about walking in love is what we're talking about. And this is a subject that can be sobering at times, but a subject that I feel like for our church and for where we're at, it is a necessary thing to be able to develop spiritually. Do you know the mark? Now, my background is kind of Word of Faith. I've been Pentecostal. Of course, I've preached in an Episcopal church before. That was an experience. Okay, because I don't wear a robe or a backwards collar or any of that stuff. But I'll tell you this, I've met some Episcopals that know God. Okay, so I've met some Baptists that know God. Amen? So anybody that's born again is our brother and sister in the Lord, and we're thankful for that. But my background, even though it tends to be more Pentecostal, it tends to be more that way, and we believe that the gifts, we're not cessationists. Do you know what a cessationist is? They believe that when the apostles died, God died. You guys can think about it. You'll figure it out later. God did not end being God when the apostles died. Amen? So there are those that believe that like healing and different things like that ended when the apostles all died, because they believe that somehow God only did that to get the church established and get it rolling. But God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I, you know, studied some of these things, and I believe without any sort of refute that God is still God and he's still doing what he said he would do. Amen? And so anyway, in that group, there tends to be a stronger emphasis on the promises of God in that area. Well, one of the blessings that we had in going to the Bible school we did and being under the man of God that we did is he had a strong emphasis on the love of God. And I'm telling you, when I first got saved, I was all pumped up, you know, God will meet my needs. God will heal my body. You know, all these things. I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. And I wasn't really pumped up on walking in love because what I found out was is that walking in love challenges your flesh more than anything. More than what I found out is you can be gifts of the Spirit, church, extraordinaire, and not walk in love. How many have read 1 and 2 Corinthians before? Paul is like, you buggers. You know, he's just getting after them. You're doing this. They were the most carnal church, but yet they had the most gifts of the Spirit in operation out of any church that's recorded. Isn't that interesting? So those are not the mark of spirituality. The mark of true spirituality and maturity is the ability to walk in the love of God. Amen? And so we've gone through these different phases. We've talked about, there are three other messages before this, and I can't go over them because we won't have time to get into what we need to today. But you can go back and listen to them on the website. It's faithfamilybillings.com. You can listen to them there, get the podcast. But we talked about several different things, that we're not under the law anymore. How many know that? That there's one new commandment, and that one new commandment fulfills all the law. And that new commandment is this in John 13:34. Jesus said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Not just any kind of love, but you're to love your brother and sister in Christ the way that Jesus loves you. Wow, that's a high standard, amen? So we saw that he gave that standard and he gave that law to us, and he said, and we proved it through the scripture, and especially in Romans, Paul points it out, but that love actually fulfills the entire Ten Commandments and really all any other commandment you can find in the Old Testament. If you walk in that love, how many know you're not going to lie to your neighbor? You're not going to steal from them. You're not going to cheat them. Amen? You're going to be honest and upfront. You're not going to covet your neighbor's stuff. Amen? If you walk in that God, in the God kind of love, you're not going to do anything that would cause harm to your brother and sister in Christ or to anybody in the world. You're going to walk in God's love. Then we looked at the fact that you have God's love in you. Romans 5:5 actually says this, that the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by what? The Holy Spirit. So you have the love of God inside of you. We saw in Galatians that the fruit of the Spirit first and foremost is what? Love. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. You know, some people ought to do this. Love, joy, peace, patience, 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 patience. Come on. I'm driving downtown. Patience, 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 patience. So you actually have it in you now, because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that you are a new creation in Christ. That old things have passed away and all things have become new. And verse 18, it says all things are of God. Okay? So we talked about having that realization in us and understanding that. We talked about renewing the mind, and we talked about controlling our bodies. And that in Colossians it talks about putting on. You have to put on the outside of you what is on the inside of you, okay? The resurrection of Christ that is on the inside of you. We talked about how we can pray for more understanding of the love of God. And all that is explained in those previous messages, so that's the overall. James chapter 2, verse 8, don't turn there, just listen. It says, if you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. We talked about if you hate yourself, your neighbor's in trouble. You ever notice that? Some people that, you know, people say, I got a mean neighbor. Yeah, because they don't like themselves. And if they hate them, why would they love you? Amen? But you need to love yourself according to God's love so that you could love somebody else. So that you can share that love. So this morning, we're going to go into, if you're taking notes, the characteristics of love. Now, in my notes, I have bold and highlighted, here is the pre-warning. Alert. Okay? The alert is this. It is the nature of your flesh to want to take what you are about to hear and think about all the people who have not treated you this way. Warning. Come on. Have you seen the sign? We have a sign up. My kids go to Elder Grove School, and they put in this new speed limit sign because, you know, people see the sign that says, you know, 15 miles an hour from 8 to 5 or whatever the time is, 7 to 5. But they still go through there at 65 miles an hour, you know, because people don't, they just are so focused or don't care, whatever reason. So they put up a digital sign that flashes at you. Slow down, slow down. And they actually, on this sign, just to give you fair warning, if you run into these, we can digitally see who does it and who doesn't. There's a recording that shows when, how, if they slowed down. If they didn't, I'm telling you, you better watch out. Big brothers are looking. Okay, so anyway, this is the pre-warning. Your flesh is not going to like this. But your heart is going to go, yes, that's right. So you need to let your mind be renewed. You need to control your body and make it your slave. And you need to live out of your heart, live out of your spirit. Amen? And so when you're a faith person, you can do that because you're not driven by what you feel. You're motivated and led by what you believe. Your flesh and the enemy are going to try and turn this into a litmus test for how people are to treat you. Make up your mind right now that the characteristics of love that you are about to hear are for you to apply to your life. Say it with me. The Bible is God speaking to me. Amen. A lot of people want God to speak to him, but they won't do what he says, so he's not going to say anything else. You got to do this first, amen? And then it says this, they are not a list of things that you need to make sure everybody else does for you. Turn over to 1 Corinthians 13:4. We'll start here. We are not going to get very far through this. I bet we stay in 1 Corinthians 13. Hallelujah. It's going to be good, though. I'm ready. You think you got it rough. I had to study all the definitions of these words. I'm sitting there going, oh, Lord, I'm not qualified to teach this. He said, I just called the willing, Sean, and then I qualify him. 1 Corinthians 13. I heard a minister say one time, I was listening to me, this guy taught 2 weeks in a church every day on the love of God. 2 weeks, 2 week meeting every night. He taught on the love of God. After he got done, this lady came up. She was so excited. She said, oh, I know this is right. This is God. She said, but how do you get people to do this to you? He said, sister, you missed the whole deal. This is about you doing it to someone else. Amen. Hallelujah. But we know from Luke 6, what do we know? That whatever we sow will, amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 4. This is probably the most detailed scripture on love that I think we have in the New Testament. And the first part of it says what? Love suffers. Ooh, and is what? Ooh, I'm so excited. Right off the bat. What, love what? Suffers. You know, most people would wish that said short. Your flesh will go, no, no, love suffers short, I'm pretty sure. Not only does it suffer long, what does it do? It is kind. How many of you look at that and your natural mind goes, that's impossible. I've read that and thought, Lord, that is impossible. And what the Holy Spirit ministered to me was, in your strength, Sean, it is, but you're not doing it out of your strength. You're doing it out of mine. Amen. You're doing it out of mind. Let's look at some other translations, and you can just kind of hang out where you're at. The word suffers, long, means to have long patience. Wow. You know, McFarlane's, that's my last name, we're not known for long patience. In fact, we're known for run you over and turn around and go, come on, hurry up, let's go. But when I became born again, I gave up Scottish. That's McFarlane, in case you didn't know. It's Scottish. You know, come on, William Wallace. Yeah, Braveheart. You know, I'm going to paint my face blue. No, I gave that up for what? In Christ. You know, how many know today, and there's nothing wrong with this, but there's a huge push to know your lineage. You know, there's all those, what are the .com, the Ancestry, yeah. Yeah, Ancestry.com, or, you know, they'll send you something, and you wipe all the spit out of your mouth and put it in a bag and send it back to them, and they tell you what you are. Have you seen the commercials where the guy thought he was German, and it turns out he's Irish, and, you know, all that stuff? In Christ, none of that matters. Paul actually said, it doesn't matter if you're a Greek or a Gentile or a Jew. He said, it doesn't matter if you're male or female. Why? Because the love of God in you is the same whether you're male or female. And it suffers long and is kind. It is kind. It says this. It means, suffers long means to be long-spirited. I like that. It means to be forbearing. Kind means to show oneself mild. Now, how many have taken a personality test? How many have done that? You know, the type A, or what do they go to? Through Z? Probably today through Z. Are you a type A or a Z? You know, today you can be anything you want. You don't even have to be what you were born. You can become something else if you want to. Okay, that's the culture we live in today. Why? Well, the longer science and different things like that go without God, the worse it'll get. I'll just tell you that right now. Okay, so it behooves us to be godly and express as much godliness as possible because we're salt and light to this earth. You know what's going to happen when we leave? The salt's gone. What is salt? It's a preservative, right? This earth is just going to go whoop. I mean, it will just crumble. Why? We're out of here. We're gone. I'm looking forward to that day. But anyway, we have this nature of God within us, and it's to show oneself mild. Now, I'm not against the personality test, but I've had people tell me, well, you're a type A because you're highly motivated. You know, you do things. You're aggressive in your personality and stuff like that. But I've had the Lord tell me, look, there's nothing necessarily wrong with that, but you cannot define me by my sociological, by my mental, my emotional, my physical attributes. I have to allow something else to define who I am and allow the Spirit of God to come through the giftings, the natural giftings that He's given me so that they function in the level of the resurrection that Christ purchased for me. Amen. I am who God says I am. And if I step out of bounds of that, then who's leading you? If I step outside the bounds of the Word of God, outside these truths that are spiritual, who is leading me? What am I allowing to lead my life? Is it what God said about me, or is it what the world said about me? Is it what God said about me, or is it what my parents said about me? Is it what God said about me, or is it what my husband said about me? Come on. Or my wife, or my kids. Well, you're this way, and you're always going to be this way. When God says, I've made you a brand new creation, and you may have messed up, and you may have a pattern of life that has been etched into you up until this point, but He says, Sean, don't stay in the pattern. Be transformed. By the what? Renewing of my mind. By the renewing of my mind. You know, how many have ever, you've heard of AA? Okay, there's some good in it, but I know people that have been in AA and they confess they're an alcoholic forever. Now, they may not have had a drink for a long time, but they still confess it. Did Jesus say that? Did the Word of God say that? No, He said, that man died. You're now the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are a new creation. Everything old is passed away. Your old identity doesn't exist anymore. You now have my self-control living in you. And when you understand that and you begin, it won't seem like it's true at first, but if you stay after it, oh my goodness, you begin to operate in a power that is God's resurrection power rather than just natural abilities, natural tendencies. Amen? See, we have to believe in this power of God in us if it's really going to change us. The Passion Translation says this, love is gentle and consistently kind to all. If you're not known for being gentle, you need to say, I'm gentle. Now, at first, your mind's going to go, you liar. You just smacked your kid all over the place. You thought about driving your car into somebody else's car. You weren't gentle the way you said this to this person. And you need to go, no. That was a mistake. That was flesh. That was this natural world. But I'm not allowing myself to be defined by that anymore. I'm now allowing God to define me. Love is gentle. I'm gentle. The love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. I have gentleness in me. Now, this probably isn't for most of the women in here. This is probably for most of the men. Love is gentle. You are gentle. You know, people are, I'm a bull in a china closet. You know what I mean? I'm rough. No, you're not. You're gentle. The love of God's in you. I didn't say you were sissy. As a man, you're still a man. You're still a manly man. You're just a love of God, gentle, manly man. Amen? Okay? A lot of times people associate love with weakness. You couldn't be further from the truth. Any old person can lose, any old sinner, any old unsaved person can lose their temper and fly off the handle and get and treat somebody who's weaker than them in aggression. It takes real power, real strength to control the flesh and the mind. Amen? I had a guy tell me, I was down in Bible school, and more carnal than I am now, believe it or not. And so, but I'm growing, amen? How about you? You say that? I'm growing, man, I'm growing. But he said something to me that made me mad. Well, I had developed the process of, you know, temper because I wasn't saved for very long. And so all these years I had developed this temper, this way. Why? Because it's the world's way and a sinner can't help it, amen? Don't get mad at a sinner. They are who they are. They need to be born again. And anyway, he said to me afterwards, he said, you're probably one of those guys that gets mad and rips a tree out of the ground and then wonders what happened later. And the truth of the matter is, I've not ripped a tree out of the ground. And some people are like, where is he going with this? I don't have a tree removal service. The truth of the matter is I was that way. But you know what? I didn't control myself completely with him, but I did bite my tongue and walk away. I controlled, why? Because I had control over myself. That's real strength. I chose not to say anything. How many know sometimes it's just good to bite your tongue? I mean, you literally have to get down on it. You know what I mean? Because otherwise you're going to give somebody a piece in your mind. But you only have so many pieces. So if you've done it for years, you might want to hang on to some of them. Amen? The Mirror Bible says this, love is relentlessly patient. Oh, I like that. In bearing with the offenses and injuries of others with kindness. The Hayford translation says, love suffers long, having patience with imperfect people. How many know that's everybody? Okay? Having patience with imperfect. Love is kind and active in doing good. Active in doing. In other words, you're showing God's nature to the world around you. The Phillips translation says this, this love of which I speak is slow to lose patience. I love it. It looks for a way of being constructive. Now that's speaking some people's language. This love looks for a way to be constructive. It looks for a way to turn situations toward the kingdom of God rather than toward the enemy. Amen? The Woos translation says this, love meekly and patiently bears all ill treatment from others. Love is kind, gentle. Listen to this. It is benign. You know what that word means? Non-threatening. Do people feel threatened around you? If the love of God is shed abroad in your heart, if you want to express that, if you want that to, they shouldn't feel threatened around you. Have you ever noticed somebody that's a bully? They're threatening. Have you ever seen that? I worked construction for years. Still do a little bit. I can tell who the threatening ones are and who aren't. Because, you know, they try and walk with their chest way out and have a look on their face like, don't talk to me. I'll kill you. Usually they're not as tough as they say they are or act like they are. Amen? It's just a front. But the love of God is benign. It is non-threatening to others. It has a welcoming, I love you. There's a sense that comes, a knowing. Amen? It's non-threatening. It says this. It says that non-threatening, it's pervading and penetrating the whole nature. Listen to this. Mellowing all which would have been harsh and austere. Boy, isn't that good? The love of God mellows everything. Now, what? Now this ruins the personality test. Okay? Because now all of a sudden you're moving into a different personality. See, what happens with those type of things and with your understanding about your personality, if you take all the spiritual aspects out of those things, then you're lost from the start. Because you have to realize there are two spiritual forces working in the earth at all times. It is light and it is darkness. It is good and it is evil. It is the resurrection or the life and the love of God and Christ, or it is Satan himself. Amen. There are two influences that are constantly coming to you, and that's why we need the Word of God to help us understand and choose which one. Because you can have a personality that is so warped and twisted by the enemy, and it can still be in a Christian. They may not understand who they are in Christ or what God has done for them. And the truth, the Word of God, is what reveals those things to us so that we can walk in them. When that happens, your life will take a whole nother level of peace that you did not know existed. When you begin to be a doer of the Word of God, the Bible actually says the doers of the Word are blessed in what they do. The blessing of God begins to manifest at a higher and higher and higher level. Huh? Come on. Are you with me? I know these scriptures are not, you know, jump up and down and shout and run, but that's all right. It's good for us to grow. Amen? The Johnson translation says this, let me describe love. Love stays in difficult relationships with kindness. Wow. That was, some people are like, you could have not read that one. It stays with kindness. Now, I'll qualify that. If it's an abusive relationship, that's something different. You know what I mean? If you have a husband and wife, and actually, I never thought I would say this, but usually, you know, it's a husband that's beating up the wife. But I actually knew of somebody where the wife was beating up the husband. I mean, just, you know, just whooping him. Because he refused to fight back. Well, he had to get out of that relationship because one of them wouldn't repent. Amen? And so those are things that in reality, if you understand who you are in Christ, those old things will go away as you walk in the truth of who you are. But it's going to take some effort when it starts out, a little bit of faith walk. But if you stick with it, I promise you, God will see you through. Amen. So lastly this morning, love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. Listen to the Hayford. It says, love does not envy. Since it is non-possessive and non-competitive, it actually wants others to get ahead. Wow, that's contrary to our culture. I'm going to walk over the top of them and stomp on them and crush them and they'll never get up again. But if you walk in the love of God, you helping somebody else actually ends up helping you. Because whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. That shall he also reap. He says this. Hence, it does not parade itself. Love has a self-effacing quality. It is not ostentatious. In other words, the love of God in us would not put someone else down to get ahead. The love of God in us will celebrate other people's successes with them. How many have done that before? How many of you ever met somebody that's always a one-upper? Yeah, like you share something that God did or something good in your life, and they're like, yeah, that's nothing. All right. Why? Because they are thinking about themselves. They're not thinking about the other person. When you really walk in the love of God, you won't think. You'll find yourself thinking more about others than you do yourself. Let me help you with this. When you understand how much God loves you, the fear of giving goes away. because you understand who's giving to you. Does that make sense? I used to read that scripture, perfected love casts out all fear. And I think, what does that mean? Lord, what does that mean? What does that mean? And I think about it, and then when I was studying this, I understood it more. Why? Because God is love. God does not have love. He is love. And he is giving it to you at the level of his son. In other words, he's withholding nothing. So when you give to somebody else and it's a sacrifice to you, it's okay. You're safe because God is the one giving back to you. So I don't have to expect anything from the person. I can just let that go and love freely. Why? Because my source, I'm connected to the Father God. How many have put all their trust in a human and been disappointed? I'll raise both my hands. You know this will make your marriage heaven on earth? Some people say, I'm not married. But you may be one day. You know, some people say money cometh. Others are saying honey cometh. Okay. So, some of you single teenagers, you know, Lord, honey cometh. I need it. The mirror says this. Love is completely content and strives for nothing. This is so good. It says, love has no desire to make others feel inferior and has no need to sing its own praises. The Passion Translation says, it refuses to be jealous when blessing comes to someone else. Love does not traffic in shame and disrespect, nor selfishly seek its own honor. Love, you love those kids down there partying? It beats having nothing down there, amen? We're actually working on, as part of the upgrades, is getting soundboard underneath so that they can't hear us and we can't hear them. But apparently Pastor Brett's having a riot, so I don't know what's going on down there. It says this, love does not parade her gifts. It swells not with self-conceit. Don't you like that? Love is not envious, nor does it strut and brag. It does not act up, nor try to get things for itself. Have you ever been around an adult that acts up? One time I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We'll end with this. One time I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I was going to Bible college. Or Heidi was. I don't know. We were at the mall. I haven't been to the mall since. No, I'm just kidding. I try to avoid the mall at all costs. But we were at the mall. And we were at, what's the chicken? Is it Popeyes? So there's a Popeyes there. How many have had Popeyes before? So in the South, it's a big deal. I think they sell a bunch of chicken, don't they? Isn't Popeye's chicken or shrimp? What is it? Anyway, okay. It's chicken. This lady's in front of us. And something happened. She didn't like, she's probably 40. The manager did something or something happened with her order. She is pitching a fit. And I'm sitting there thinking, your mama should have whooped your tail when you were younger. I mean, making a scene. And the manager is going, ma'am, I'll just fix it. No, it's not good enough. No. Come on, how many ever met somebody like this? If you are this person, you need to repent. I love you in the love of the Lord. Well, this isn't fair. It didn't go the way they... Yeah. And you're not walking in the love of God. And you're ruining your chances of having any favor with this person at all by pitching a fit. Amen? Love does not make a scene. You know, sometimes I've noticed this through the years, and this is not meant to be mean, so don't take it that way. But sometimes people wonder why their kids act the way they do. Have you checked up on yourself as a parent? It may be that there needs to be some change in you. Come on. I've got three kids, okay? They're all three mine. I've told them many times, don't do that. I can make another one that looks just like you. I learned that parenting skill from Bill Cosby. I've told them many times and dealt with things. But there are times where the Lord's dealt with me. Sean, it's not their fault. It's yours. oh. And then he'll bring something to me where, okay, this is why this was established this way. And what was the problem? Now, God doesn't browbeat me. You understand that. He deals with me. And then he corrects me, and then we make change. Amen? I repent. I ask for forgiveness. I go on. Now, the Lord will show me this is what it is, and I'll realize I'm walking in the flesh in that area. I'm not walking in love. The other day, because there are times where I've walked in this stronger than others, and I said to Heidi, I said, I am on a mission to get this down in my life. Not be upset, not be frustrated, not allow circumstances to dictate how I do things. I'm on a mission to do it. I've made it my focus. I'm believing God for strength to grow spiritually in this area like I never have before. And I said, there are times in the past when I've done it more. And she said, yeah, I know. And I said, well, how do you know? She said, you were apologizing more. And that's true. That's probably true. So as we continue in this series, practice this all week long. How many know you're going to get an opportunity? If you're married, I'll guarantee you, you will get an opportunity, and it may happen before you get out of the parking lot. Everybody stand. If you got kids, I guarantee you, you're going to get an opportunity. I guarantee it. If you have relatives within a 10-mile radius, a 20-mile radius, within Facebook range, I guarantee you, you're going to get an opportunity to walk in love. Amen? But you know what? It's okay, because you have His love in your heart. You're going to make it. Say it with me. I am able to walk in the love of God, because the love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit. Lord, I commit to walk in your love, to walk in your patience. I believe about me what you say about me more than what the world or anyone else says about me. Hallelujah. Father, we just commit to you that this morning. Lord, we commit to you that we are going to follow and walk out in this love and in this nature that you've placed within us, that we are going to live from our spirits and not from our natural minds or from our bodies, or allow those things in this world to dictate how we act and what we do. Lord, we respond from your lordship, not from our circumstances. And Father, when we make mistakes, we'll be quick to repent and make it right. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Well, guys, don't forget about Wednesday night. If you need prayer for anything, if you are not born again, if you have never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, whatever it is, please come see us. You are free to go. God bless you. Have a great, great next few days, rest of the week.
Thank you for taking the time to listen today. If you would like more information about Faith Family Church, including service times and location, visit faithfamilybillings.com.